Discuss the genesis of a particular poem you submitted to the Fish House. Well, there is a set of poems I wrote centered around the lowercase I and J, and they emerged from an understanding that when I see language, in particular the English alphabet, language perhaps structures what we see without saying it, or that perhaps letters are what structure what we see without saying them. I am interested in the shapes of things, especially from a visual standpoint. I remember seeing the letters I and J and thinking to myself that they are persons, that both are each an individual living being, that the I is a man and the J is a woman. And it is very interesting that they are both next to each other, as if they are meant to be a couple on the page. Visually, this is what I see. Sometimes I is a cricket and sometimes the J is too, but I think I and J are physical representations of how I want to understand language, because to me, they are both very much alive, no different from myself or other people. They are each one sound, like the way we are one sound as well. Especially when we say that we are a person, because per is for each, meaning one, and the root of the word sound is sun, we are saying that we are one sound. And when we meet other people, that is when we begin to create language.